And now, of course, the final riveting episode of Mary Marvelous. This, of course, the story of a mother of two with superpowers torn between being a mom and saving the world. In today's episode, global tension escalates. Can a small-town supermom save the world? Here is Nuclear Potatoes by Beverly Cooper, starring Catherine Disher as Mary Fobbs. Original music is by Donald Kwan.
Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us if she can stop a bus.
She can fly! Ah!
She can lift heavy objects!
She can dinner!
She can save the world!
But can she get a babysitter?
Sure she can!
So! Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us! Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us and she can stop a bus! Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
You're still up, Mary.
I have a plan, Bob. A plan that may change our lives forever. I am making tomorrow's lunches tonight.
Ingenious, Mrs. Fobbs. I see a smooth future before us. Actually, I thought you'd be ensconced in front of the TV watching the election results.
If that Jack Swingate becomes mayor, it's just too horrible to contemplate. Oh, turn on the radio, Bob. My curiosity has got the better of me.
As the latest tallies come in, it is almost a sure thing that Jack Swingate will be Capital City's next mayor. In other news, Washington is hopping with inauguration festivities for incoming president Wally Walchuk.
I don't believe it. Swingate's won with a platform of letting people smoke wherever they want.
Well, I guess some people...
His campaign was funded by Big Tobacco. Mary Marvelous exposed that. Doesn't anyone listen to Mary Marvelous anymore?
She hasn't had many success stories.
Bob! What do you
Mary
mean?
Mary Marvelous is in a bit of a slump.
I would hardly call a...
I can't sleep.
All right, sweetie. I'll be right up. I don't know why you're attacking Mary Marvelous, but I can tell you, she's just doing her best.
I never said that she was.
Slump! Ha!
He called it a slump!
Did I miss something?
Harriet, you should be asleep.
What do you care?
Harriet!
I knew you'd forget. You promised you'd come to the anti-racism assembly today.
Oh, I meant to, but on the way to school, I ran into some bank robbers and I'm sorry, sweetheart.
You're so busy being a superhero and saving other people, you're missing my youth. You'll never hear my class sing One Tin Soldier ever again.
Oh, sweetie, can you sing it for me now?
As if there was actions in everything. I'll never, ever sing it for you. I hate Mary Marvelous.
Shh, keep your voice down.
And you're so cranky. If you don't start acting like a regular mom, I'm going to tell Daddy about that plaid cape under your bed.
Harriet, I will not be threatened. And besides, all mothers are occasionally cranky. Oh, sweetie, it's all right. It's all right, okay? Listen, apparently Mary Marvelous is in a slump anyway. Christmas is going to be here in a couple of weeks. Now, how about if I promise not to do any superhero jobs until after December 25th?
Really? You promise?
Cross my heart and hope to die. I'm going to be the best wife, mother, part-time market researcher the world has ever known. Just forget about this saving the world business.
Hooray!
Oh, wake up, Charlie.
Did you catch the bank robbers?
No. I flew into a billboard and they got away with $20,000.
I love you, Mommy.
Aw, I love you, too. Now, go to sleep. See you in the morning. Want cereal.
Isn't the stupid toaster fixed yet?
Shh, I want to listen to this.
In Washington, last night's inauguration festivities were unprecedented. Incoming President Wally Walchuk put aside all formalities, moving into the White House a full 2 months ahead of schedule, declaring he has an agenda that just can't wait. Instead of the usual fancy dress balls, President Walchuk served Southern fried chicken on the White House front lawn, while the National Rifle Association gave a 100-gun salute.
I was listening to that.
No more news at breakfast, Bob. This is family time.
I don't trust this Waltchup.
Oh, it's almost Christmas, Bob. A time for love and forgiveness.
You hate Christmas.
Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shredders, Harriet.
Couldn't we buy a new toaster?
I'm working on the toaster, Harriet. Mary, it's important to stay abreast of world events.
I'm thinking of buying the Christmas tree today.
Today? We always wait until the last minute and get a scraggly one that makes us all laugh. It's tradition.
Can we decorate it tonight?
Sure. We can decorate the whole house. I'll buy some holly and some cedar boughs. Oh, that's not nice to spit breakfast at Mummy Charlie Lumps. Oh, no, 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 no.
Did I wake up in the wrong house?
Harriet, it is time to go to school. I shall simply take your previously made lunch out of the fridge, and we will leave calmly, but with a sense of purpose. Off we go to Granny's, Charlie!
I've got my homework, Mommy.
My God, I'm in a land of pod people.
Oh, Mary, I'm glad you're here. Those Smeagol brats just took one of my garden gnomes. Now, if you fly after them...
I'm afraid I can't, Mother.
It'll just take a minute. I'll take Charlie. Come on, sweetie.
I'm taking a break from the superhero business.
You can't take a break.
Don't I deserve it?
So, why, if a 300-pound rock is about to fall on a kid's head, why, you just let it?
Well,
yes.
No, but I...
Well, then get those Smeagol brats.
Mother, I am trying to make a choice here. My family needs me, and it's Christmas.
Oh, it's because of Swingate becoming mayor, isn't it?
Not entirely.
And Bob told you Mary Marvelous was in a slump, didn't he?
Stop reading my mind.
Well, he's right. I heard you flew into a billboard.
Would you like to come to our house for Christmas dinner?
You're not serving tofurkey again, are you?
It was worth trying the once.
Ooh, boy.
But no, I am going to make a traditional turkey with all the trimmings.
Well, don't forget to defrost the bird. Remember the year we had to borrow Mr. Tilden's chainsaw to get it in the microwave?
I'm going to have it all together this year, Mother. I'll pick up Charlie at 4. Well,
yes, you are.
How's it going, Mayor?
What's so funny?
Oh, you don't want to know. It's one of those political things you get upset about.
But makes you laugh.
That is because I'm deeply apolitical, and you're a liberal do-gooder who gets in a knot about the state of the world.
Well, I'm attempting to change, so try me.
Okay. A teacher in Wisconsin was teaching witchcraft as an extracurricular activity. Mayor, give me a chance to tell the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yes?
It turns out, okay, he's a real live Wiccan, and he has a whole website of evil spells that have you taking your clothes off and rubbing herbs all over your body.
Yes?
Yeah. And so now the new prez wants to change the freedom of religion clause. He's going to pass some law that limits the rights of people with pagan religions.
Yes?
I mean, can't you see them locking up all the summer solstice hippies and the nerds who speak Klingon?
Yes.
That's it.
Oh! That's funny. Roxanne, do you want to come to our house for Christmas dinner?
You're cooking?
Yes.
Can I bring Milton?
Milton?
Didn't I tell you about him? We met at Starbucks. He's a barista.
Oh, a barista.
He's also a druid.
A what?
Mary, Milton takes his druidism very seriously.
Oh.
He has a ring of sacred oaks in his backyard.
Oh, well, he'd be welcome to come for dinner.
Better get back to work, Mayor. We've got a quota to fill.
Do druids eat turkey?
So because of this one weird Wiccan teacher, he ran the bill through with a sledgehammer.
Who? Oh, can you pass me the oregano?
President Waltchup. He found some loophole that allowed him to amend the Freedom of Religion clause, outlawing the preaching of paganism.
Have you seen the garlic press?
It's dirty. I'll wash it. So the NDP, or what's left of them, protest in their squeakiest, shrillest voice, demanding that Canada do something.
Apparently, Sven Robinson knows some Wiccans that are perfectly good citizens. And Cretton makes a joke. Says that if they use their broomsticks to fly up over the border to Canada, he'll have to arrest them. Here's the garlic press. Sorry, I couldn't get the garlic out.
Thank you, sweetie.
Then Cretton gives the best way to influence policy is to keep trade relations positive speech. He's going fishing next week with Walchup and promises to discuss the matter. You know, as long as no Wiccans turn him into a frog. And I quote,
"Do you think we have enough presents for the kids?"
What?
Harriet wants a PlayStation.
Have you heard a word I've said?
Doesn't this look yummy? I bought Martha Stewart's Christmas cookbook, and you know
how can
I
you stay so calm?
I'm taking vitamin B. I think it's helping.
Helping you become June Cleaver.
After dinner, I thought I'd take the kids to the mall to see Santa Claus.
Christmas schmissmas.
Oh, Charlie, shush, 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 sweetie. That was Santa. He won't hurt you.
Why can't I get a PlayStation 3?
Your father doesn't think
Santa
that it's a...
Santa said he'd bring me anything I wanted, and I want a PlayStation 3.
Well, Santa may not be able to afford
a Barbie dream home.
Harriet, there is supposed to be some element of surprise. Oh, Charlie. Oh, all right, here, have the candy cane.
I'm going to look in the toy store.
Hey, kid, don't go in that toy store. The toys are made by slave labor. They force youngsters to work 20-hour days in rooms as hot as furnaces. And if they don't work, they beat them silly. And they pay them about 2 cents a day. All so you can have a dolly.
They do?
Mr. Gilroy, RCMP here. We got the wee warrant. You're under arrest, laddie.
You can't arrest me. What right do you have? I'll call my lawyer.
Mummy, what's going on? Why are they arresting that man?
I guess they don't like what he was saying.
And what he said about slave labor. Is it true?
Well, probably, yes. I don't know. I want to go home, Harriet.
Okay.
This is Muffet Marks for Capital City News. Lawyers continue to challenge yesterday's arrest and attempted deportation of a protester who was apprehended in front of Tim's toy store.
Is it time to make cookies?
Shh!
U.S. authorities requested the deportation of Mr. Gilroy, who has been charged in America with preaching paganism. Mr. Gilroy, a U.S. citizen, entered Canada illegally as a part of a network of protesters targeting the chain of toy stores for employing sweatshop labor. Mr. Gilroy is bewildered by the charge, insisting this is just a ploy of the great capitalist machine. I'm wondering, Mary Marvelous, if you're out there...
Are you okay, Mummy?
Yes, I'm fine.
You're not going to go and be Mary Marvelous again, are you, Mummy? You promised. We're going to make Christmas cookies. Look, see? I got out the cookie cutters, the Christmas ones. The star, the bell, the holly, the angel. Please, Mummy.
Hello?
They've arrested Milton.
Roxanne?
We just popped over the border to the outlet mall for a little Xmas shopping, and when we tried to come back through customs, they did this long check on Milton's background.
Well, what did they charge him with?
Preaching paganism. They say he's part of some big druid conspiracy.
Roxanne, does Milton have anything else in his background the U.S. government might not like?
Like what?
Oh, agitating for change, something like that?
Oh, yeah, he's a real lefty. Cute as a button, though. He's got this tight little bum.
Now, what do you mean by lefty?
Well, he went to those Seattle, Quebec City things. You don't think this has anything to do with...
Oh, it's just a hunch,
Roxanne. Can you help me out, Mayor?
Mummy, you promised.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do about it, Roxanne.
Oh, Mary, I just thought maybe you could call me a lawyer.
No, I've got to go make cookies now.
Things have gotten completely out of hand. I told you Wally Walchup had opened a can of beans.
What's happened now?
This ban on paganism is a complete ruse to round up anybody who ever annoyed the U.S. government. They arrested a group of picnickers in Central Park. It was a hot dog barbecue for the Communist Party. Turns out one of the folks they rounded up was a Chinese diplomat, and the Chinese government is furious because they won't give him immunity. Oh, Walchup is out of his mind. They're already talking armed retaliation, and Walchup doesn't give a flying fart.
Daddy!
Oh, the world is going to heck in a handcart. I have to lie down.
Mummy, is there going to be a war? Is Christmas going to be canceled?
Let's make cookies, Harriet. Lots of cookies. Sugar cookies and shortbread cookies and butter tarts. piles of cookies. This is going to be the best darn Christmas ever.
I have the name of another lawyer for you, Roxanne. Tell Milton he should call. No, I know it's Christmas Eve. Just tell him Sorry? No, I can't hear you. The kids are watching some TV special and Mary's wrapping gifts. She's in complete denial, Roxanne. Oh, hold it a minute. Mary, darling. Someone just knocked at the door. Would you mind going to see who it is?
Sure, Bob.
I tried to tell her that we should be preparing, but... the number you should call is 555...
Mary, it's almost 6. You're in your pajamas.
Oh, come on in, Mother. I'm just doing some wrapping.
Wrapping?
It's Christmas Eve.
Wanda, thanks for coming over. You got my message?
Yes, but I didn't realize things were so bad.
She refuses to listen.
Oh, so tomorrow I thought you'd come over in the morning for French toast and stockings. Oh, and I'm going to try to put the bird in by noon.
Do you know what's happening, Mary?
There's nothing I can do about it. Nothing.
Mary, you and I both know there's something you can do about
Eggnog,
it.
Eggnog, Mother.
I need to hear the news.
And so, my fellow Americans, we will stand firm. Any diplomats on U.S. soil must be subject to U.S. law. Those pagan picnicker evildoers must stand trial no matter who they are. I have broken off diplomatic relations with China and will continue to do so until they apologize for insulting our democratic ways. Do not be worried. Continue your Christmas shopping. Those Chinese can threaten their nuclear this and their nuclear that, but we will not be intimidated. This is President Wallace Waltchup saying America is standing firm.
That was a live address by American President Waltchup. It seems no matter how world leaders urge the president not to lose sight of reality... China has informed the American government that they have a missile aimed towards Washington, and if they don't release the diplomat by 7 o'clock tonight, they... Washington? Well, that missile is going right over Canada. Where is Mary Marvelous? Why has she deserted us?
I'm going off to stock up on canned goods. I'll be back shortly.
Your sabbatical is over, Mary Marvelous. It's time to get involved. Mary, are you in there?
Oh, why don't we get the carol sheets out and have a sing-song?
This is your mother speaking. Christmas is on hold. There's a world crisis.
I promised Harriet. Besides, I can't be held responsible for the whole world.
Well, you have to do something.
I've never dealt with anything on a global scale. No, it's best for the kids if I just keep up a positive front.
But you have been blessed with a gift of superhuman powers.
Mary Marvelous is in a slump. You said so yourself. I'm going to watch Alistair Sims on TV.
Mommy?
Oh, yes, sweetheart.
I know I really wanted you to stay at home.
Wasn't that fun when we decorated gingerbread houses?
But you're a superhero.
Oh, no, I don't mind.
What's the point of you staying at home if there isn't going to be any more Christmases? What's the point of getting a Barbie dream home if it's just going to melt?
Oh, Harriet, Let's see if Charlie Brown is on yet.
I'm not an idiot. I know what's going on. I want my old mother back. The one who goes after the bad guy.
No, this is too big for me.
But shouldn't you be trying?
But it's also overwhelming, you know? I mean, where do I start? Toxic water, corrupt governments, slave labor. I mean, the whole planet is a mess.
Well, who made it that way? You couch potato parents who don't do anything. You guys made this mess. You fix it. Starting with today. Number one on the list is saving the world.
Me?
I put your plaid cape and red leggings in a shopping bag.
But
Mary. Mary. Huh? Remember the time you were afraid of swimming? You knew how, but you had every excuse not to get in the water.
Oh, I was terrified.
Yeah, and I pushed you in?
Yes, and I almost refused to swim just to spite you, but then my survival instinct took over.
Yeah, well, now I'm pushing you out the door.
What? Yeah,
there's a phone booth down the street. You can change there.
What? Where are you going, Mrs. Fox?
Last minute to Christmas shopping, Bob. Off you go, Mary.
Bye, Mommy. Good luck.
Goodbye!
What?
To the skies I go! Faster than the speed of a fast-moving car! Mary Marvelous flies through the air!
Look up there! Flying across the sky! It's
I line up my feet. I adjust my grip on my club. I look to where I'm putting, and I...
10 more minutes, Mr. President.
Oh, darn it all now. You ruined my putt.
Sorry, but the countdown has...
I'll be with you in a minute. I need to practice my putt. Now, out you go. I line up my feet. I adjust my grip on my club. I look to where I'm putting, and... Oh, what is it now? Can't you see? What the heck is that? Go away!
Let me in, Mr. President Walchup. It's Mary Marvelous.
Mary who?
Mary Marvelous, the superhero. I've come to help you.
Superhero? What kind of
from
nut...
Canada!
Well, how do you pass security in that getup? Oh, well, I had a call.
I flew. Here, watch. I'll show you.
Well, I never. She's flying. She really is? All right, get in here before you're shot down. I may be an incompoop, but...
President Walchup, I'm here to help you avoid global catastrophe. The Chinese are going to let loose with that missile any minute now, and they are mammothly peeved about their diplomat. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. You've been bugging them about freedom of religion for some time now, and
this isn't about freedom of religion. This is about America's right to enforce its own law.
Okay. I know you don't like to back down, but I thought if I could, you know, maybe rescue him, maybe that would save face for you, and then we could...
Oh, you Canadians always take the easy way out. Darling, I want them to let go of that missile. I have the missile defense system already. It's primed to be tested.
But what if it doesn't work? What if...
Well, darling, I have many friends in the armament business who have guaranteed me its success, and they have a lot at stake. For a success would mean a lot of lucrative contracts and many new jobs for Americans.
And you're willing to risk World War III to make new jobs?
I was elected by almost a majority to get this economy moving, and I intend to fulfill my promise. Now, if you'll excuse me... Oh, gosh, look at the time. Just a few seconds till 7. I bet those Chinese are just itching to push that button right about now.
No!
That beauty will be flying right over the North Pole in about 5 minutes. I have to go supervise our response, darling. Why don't you go rescue a kitten out of a tree? That sort of thing.
But,
good day, Miss Barbie.
But, oh, my stars. This is really going to happen. I've got to do something! Okay, rev your jets, Mary Marvelous. There is no time for talk. That missile is going to be cruising into view any moment now. How am I going to stop it? Oh, man, I can't fly any faster. Come on, Mary, come on. There it is. It's big, shiny, and fast. I can't stop that. It's coming straight towards... Yes! There's the American defense missile coming to stop it. It's going straight towards it. It's gonna work! It's gonna work! It's gonna stop it! It's... Stop. The defense system worked, but that was no nuclear missile. Now, why would the Chinese send a dud missile? Unless it was a decoy. Oh, my stars! Look at that! There must be 100 of them. Missiles! Of course! They send so many decoys, the defense system will never get the one that actually is nuclear. But which one is the one? The one that kills and maims and destroys? If I just use my X-ray vision, maybe I'll... Nope, 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 nope. There! Grab hold, Mary! Oh, it's gonna be a bumpy ride! I can't stop this thing! Whoa! No more than I can stop Harriet wanting a Barbie. Oh, who was I fooling? Whoa! I'm a washout. Millions of people are gonna die because I can't. Oh, what is that over there? Is it a bird or a plane? Oh my lord! It's the Man of Steel.
Super. Need some help, little lady?
Yes, I do. This thing, and it's going to...
Don't you worry. I've stopped many a missile before. You just need to put the brakes on. See how I use my heels?
Yes. Wow. That was really something. You're awfully strong.
What would you like me to do with this little missile? Shall I fling it into the ocean?
Oh, no, 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 no. What about the sensitive ecostructure of marine life?
Pop it into the stratosphere.
No, no, we can't be dumping our nuclear garbage in space. Oh, there must be a way of disarming this thing. Oh, I've got a bobby pin right here holding my wig. If I just stick it in here, perhaps it will jam the reactor like so. There.
I think you did it.
How about if you present it to President Walchup as a Christmas present? Very carefully, of course.
Perhaps you'd like to deliver it yourself. This is your story, after all.
Oh, no, 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 no. I've got to spring a druid from jail and be back in time for French toast.
You seem to have it all together, Miss...
They call me Mary Marvelous. And you're very kind, but I hardly have it together at all.
Listen, if you ever want to get together with me, Spidey the Batster, and the fellows, I could see if they wouldn't mind.
I really have to go. Bye, Sue!
Goodbye, fair heroine in plaid.
Mommy, are you awake?
Harriet?
It's Christmas, Mommy. Santa came. Oh. We're still here. You saved the world.
Oh, shh, you'll wake Daddy.
Oh. Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Ooh.
I'm going to get my stocking.
What's this?
It's just a little present to start your morning, Bob. Here, open it.
Ooh. A toaster.
I'm sure you can fix the old one, but I just thought...
Oh, it's great, Mary. Thank you. And what else have we here? A plaid cape?
Oh, that...
Doesn't that Mary Marvelous woman wear something like this?
Does she? Really? I didn't know.
Is there something you're not telling me, Mary?
Like what?
Like you're Mary Marvelous, and when I think you're off working and picking up the kids, you're really saving the world?
Oh, oh, that's so funny.
Merry Christmas, Mary.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Bob.
That was Nuclear Potatoes by Beverly Cooper. Catherine Disher was Mary Fobbs. John Jarvis was her husband, Bob. And Daryl Perlmutter was Harriet. Original music was composed by Donald Kwan. The script editor was Dave Carley. Mary Marvelous was produced and directed in Toronto by Linda Grierson. The executive producer was James Roy. Coming up after the CBC News, my conversation with the actor Charles Ross. There are a lot of different characters in Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, and in his one-man show, Charles Ross plays all of them. Plus, he does the sound effects and the theme music. It has to be heard to be believed, and you can hear it after the news. Speak to you then.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.